When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Some donkey today's just saw themselves.
I've been watching Charlamagne. I was ready for it.
I never heard of a donkey the other day. What is it? I'm a donkey. Say it again, Charlamagne. I'm a
donkey. Yes, you are a donkey. I'll show you how
to act a donkey. Everything Charlamagne is saying is true.
Yes, donkey today for Friday, April 19th goes to a woman named Erica Dussouza. No, let me say this over. Erica Dussouza. Beatriz Nunes, okay? She is 42 years old and was arrested Tuesday. Now, mind you, she is in Brazil, but the hee-haw is global, and this hee-haw is warranted because about a month ago, I gave two Ohio women donkey of the day for doing something similar, and by something similar, I mean using a dead body, a corpse, to get some money out the bank because Erica was arrested after taking her dead uncle to a bank to take out a loan. She must have done this in the afternoon because she clearly is not a morning person. Let's go to Fox 26 Houston for the report, please.
Police say a 42-year-old woman named Erica Dussouza walked into a bank pushing the body of a dead man. Mm. It was in a wheelchair. Souza could be seen using the lifeless body like a puppet. She attempted to nod the guy's head and make it appear as if he were signing approval for a $3,200 bank withdrawal. Mm. The man is dead. Employees didn't fall for the antics. They got suspicious when the man wasn't breathing, and he happens to be pale. Mm. Souza was arrested, and now she's added to our batch of crazy-ass criminals.
What news was that?
Yeah. Fox 26 Houston. Damn. Robert Clues Bombs with Fox 26.
Crazy-ass humans, okay.
You telling it like it is?
Yeah.
There are so many reasons this is insane. Number one, you don't take a dead person to a bank. Everyone knows that a corpse's favorite currency is crypto, okay? But all right. She took her 68-year-old dead uncle to a bank to get a loan of $3,250. Do you see the types of chances people are taking for what some folks would call small amounts of money? Okay, folks do not understand how bad a lot of people are out here doing. $3,250 may be nothing to you, but $3,250 is a lot of other people's life savings. Now, the police chief said that the man was probably dead for a couple hours. Can you imagine someone dying? Your uncle, your family member, and the first thing you think about is how to get some money for yourself? No regard for the life this man just lived. There is no way this man becomes her spirit guide. I refuse to be one of your ancestors you call on when you need spiritual backing if this is how you treat my corpse after I'm gone. Furthermore, this has to be some sort of necrophilia. You all know what necrophilia is, right?
Mm-mm.
It's a sexual attraction to corpses.
I didn't know that. I wasn't looking that up.
Yeah, a.k.a. the urge to crack a cold one open. And whenever I hear stories of people doing anything with a corpse except for taking it to a funeral home to be laid to rest, then I think they're a weirdo. Okay, Erica, during an interview with police, told officers she routinely cared for her uncle, who was also debilitated. If that's the case, if you was doing what you were supposed to be doing, if you was treating this man right, taking care of him, then you should be in his will somewhere. Okay, wills are a way for corpses to speak. That's what you create your will for, to be able to speak from the grave so the still living can know what you want. That's why we call wills dead giveaways. Furthermore, whenever I see cases like this, I believe they should investigate the cause of death, because every single one of these cases is like finding a cartoonist dead in their home. It's very sketchy, okay? Because if you're willing my corpse to the bank to take money out, how do I know this person bringing the corpse to the bank didn't unalive me to make me a corpse? Now, this woman, Erica, is being charged with fraud and abuse of a corpse, and she should be, because playing with corpses is not funny, okay? Corpses aren't funny. They are dead serious, and it's a damn shame people don't respect the dead. But you know why people don't respect corpses? Because we don't respect the living. Mm-hmm. To me, these stories are prime examples of how we as humans don't truly respect each other, alive or dead. The bones of the fallen should be treated with respect and accorded the dignity that was their proper due. If only the living were also granted such grace, what a wonder our world would become. I got that from an inspirational reel. You know those reels that have like the videos of the waterfalls and beautiful greenery with the flutes playing? Got my attention, and I feel like it totally fit here. But the moral of the story is, if you want to play with corpses, become a mortician or a funeral director. Jess Hilarious used to be one.
I went to school to be a coroner / mortician.
And what happened?
I didn't make it through.
How many jobs did you have? He talked about you this morning at McDonald's. Not a court. What?
Mm-hmm. I had a lot of jobs, Envy.
Okay.
Well, funeral directors and morticians, we need more of those because they are dying professions. Please give
Boo. Me, yeah, very much. Boo.
Please give
Boo. A clown.
Boo. Please give Erica Nunez the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Okay. Oh, now you are the donkey.
Clown, yo.
Of the day.
Like to know why a funeral director started a podcast? He wanted to talk about bodies of work.
Boo!
Yeah, very much clowned
out. Boo!
I can't even believe
that ain't it, y'all.
Yeah, I can't even believe that you would even be really laughing at that.
It's yourself. Hilarious.
You have any more?
It's not dying. Like what? A dying profession? People die every day. So actually, that's the reason why I wanted to be a mortician. I was like, you know what? People ain't gonna never stop. You know, dying. So
never.
Like,
what made you do that? Like, what made you say, I want to be a mortician?
Because every job that I kept getting fired from, like, from people who are alive.
So you figured the dead couldn't fire you? So it's like,
you know what? Yeah, no, but the dead will make you scared, Joe. And I watched too many movies, and it's just like,
you believe in ghosts and stuff like that?
Yeah, I believe in a bunch of stuff. And I was like, mm-mm.
You know why ghosts can't have babies?
Why?
Because they got Halloweenies.
Boo!
That's what the goal said.
Boo! You know what? All right. All right. Thank you for that dog of the day, man.
I'll never laugh at that.
When we come back, country singer Brittany Spence will be joining us.
Okay. Hey. She is on Beyonce's Blackbird song.
That's right.
And she's got an album out called My Stupid Life. She's leading, she's one of the people leading this new renaissance of black women in country music, black people in country music.
But has been doing country for a while, and she's from Baltimore City.
That's right.
That's so right. And we're going to talk to her next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.